Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike Armstrong podcast show. And this evening or early morning from the future, we're joined by Jackishan Sharma, who is joining us from Melbourne in Australia. And he is an online business coach and a mindset coach. So how are you doing today, Jackishan? You okay?
I'm going very good, Mike. Thanks for having me. Yeah. I really appreciate you to give me a chance to come down and talk to you.
No problem at all. Thank you very much for making the time to come and see us and for having a chat with us today. We look forward to finding out more about you, because I know you've done some great things and fought back from some great adversities. So I'm interested in you maybe sharing that with myself and with the audience. So yeah, tell us a little bit about sort of yourself, your life, and, you know, what has led you to where we are now, really.
Yeah, of course. And I believe in sharing the journey and the story, because we all go through the ups and downs in our own story, you know. And I think the only thing which can uplift us together is via sharing our downfalls and setbacks, what we have, you know. Yeah. Because everyone thinks that they are not going through anything, you know. They are going through everything, but not anyone else. But it's not true. Everyone has gone through somewhat of struggle in their life. My journey is actually, I was into a full-time job always, almost for 10 years. And I was, you know, doing everything right, what you should do, you know. I was not, you know, trying to overachieve. I was living my life as I wanted. And I was also, while I was working, I was also doing a side hustle, which was a small direct marketing channel I was running with one of my friend. And but in 2015, I bought a house. I bought my first house in Melbourne, Australia. And in 2015, we had a baby girl came into our life in the same year. So the things were looking promising, things were looking beautiful, everything was working good. But then on the 11th of October, 2015, I made into an accident, you know, and that accident put me on the wheelchair for 3 years of my life and changed everything around me and for my family. Now, when I was on that wheelchair, I lost, because of the accident, I lost the movements and the sensation below my tummy. So I was not able to feel anything. I was not able to move my legs at all. So I went to the hospital and the doctor said that they need to operate the spine, because there is a severe damage in the spine. So they need to operate it, and they need to do it as soon as possible, because there is only 5 or 10% chance that I might can walk back again. So I had no choice, you know, and I was out of just before the accident, as I said, that I was made redundant from my workplace. So on the 11th of October, I was made redundant from my workplace. I was being asked to leave, and on the next day, on the 12th, I made into this accident. So I had no income coming in, and on top of that, when I was,
it was a bad week.
Sorry?
It was a bad week.
Yeah, it was the bad week and bad month, because yeah. After that, when I went to the surgery and all, the business I was running on the side hustle, the partner I had, I don't know what happened. After a couple of months, he thought that I'm not capable of doing the business anymore because I'm not physically, you know, fit. So he started approaching my clients behind my back, and he took all the business from me. So I only had one income, and that also was gone. And my wife was out of work because we had a baby girl. So she left the job and she was looking after the baby. So I had zero income coming in. And then I was relying on the Centrelink, the government payments. But you know that government payments are not enough to pay your mortgage, to pay your bills, and to buy foods for your family, for your kids. So my mom came as a survivor. She helped me to pay the mortgage from India. She was paying the mortgage for almost 2 years. And then I started blaming myself. I was like, I'm not worth to my family. I'm not worth of doing anything because of me. They are in this situation, you know. As a man, it's my responsibility to bring money, to bring peace, bring stability in the house. And I failed that. I'm not able to do that. So I tried to commit suicide 3 times, and I went into a depression and anxiety. I was going through whatnot, and the doctors put me on a medical, the mental anxiety and depression medication. But then in 2016, when I came back from the hospital after being in the hospital for 8 months, I came back, and after a few months, I was sitting on my wheelchair and I saw my baby girl playing on the floor. By that time, she was already 8-9 months old. And when I saw her, she looked at me and she gave me a smile, you know. And sometimes you get a message from above the sky that, hey, you are born for a greatness. You are not born for this. You need to get out of this. You need to unstuck yourself and do something big. And that's exactly what I felt. You know, I was sitting there and I was like, I need to change that 5% into 500%, which doctor gave me, because doctor told me I only have 5%. But I was like, no, I'm going to change that 5% into 500%, because this is not me. I do not want to regret all my life that I didn't took a chance. I will work on myself. I will try my best to get out of the wheelchair. And from that moment, I started working on myself. I started reading books, started following a lot of people around the world, those who are successful, how they are doing it, why they are successful, why they are getting successful every single day, and why people like us, those who work hard, are not trying to achieve what we want. And we work more than what they do. So I found out that it all comes down to the mindset. It all comes down to the subconscious mind. It all comes down to that reticular activating system. So I started tapping into that through meditation, through affirmation. And then I started seeing the magic in my body, in my mental health. And I started focusing on positive things instead of thinking about what I can't achieve, what I cannot do. And then I changed my expectation into appreciation. And then what happened? I was out of my depression. I was out of my anxiety. And then in 2019, I took my first step in front of the same doctors, those who told me I have only 5% chance. So after working on myself for almost 2 years, I took a first step, you know, and then everything changed. And now I am trying to reach out to people, those who are going through this, you know, situations, these struggles, these setbacks. And I'm helping them financially to go online and do something for themselves where they can make money. They can have a side income plan B, because I didn't have plan B. Even though I had a plan B, which was my side hustle, my business, that was also been taken from me, you know. Yeah. The business partner took away the business, so I didn't have anything. And nowadays people have so much to do online where they don't have to spend more time, you know, no energy. They just need to spend a couple of hours. So I'm just trying to help individuals, hardworking individuals and parents, to understand that they can make money while going online. And that's what I'm doing right now. And it's been almost 2019. I started doing that since I got out of the wheelchair. And I also help people to, you know, rewire their brain, rewire their mindset, condition their mindset through meditation, affirmations, and some practices which I did. So this is what I am, you know. I have defied the odds. I believe in, you know, massive actions. And the only thing which stops every one of us is the emotions, you know, because we human being take all the decision on the basis of our emotion. But when you can dominate your emotions, when you can control your emotions, then you make a right decisions. And that's exactly what I do.
Yeah, that's what I've been lucky with, is I've always lived a life of no fear. I never feared anything all my life. And I take risks and I take massive action. I work hard. And if you take risks and you take massive action, then some of them, as long as you can, you know, use your brain and calculate risk and probability, you know, you're going to make more successes than failures. You know, you can't always, every action you take, every risk you take can't always come off. But as long as you think about it and study it and use your brain a bit and whatever, you can generally take risks in the right direction, because, you know, even just your own vision, your own goals, your ideas, is based on what you are capable of doing. You know what I mean? If you can dream it, you can achieve it. So, so that sounds that's fantastic. Go on.
Yeah. And you cannot fear the mountain, how steep the mountain is, you know? You cannot fear the mountain, how steep the mountain is, when you don't know what it is, where you are heading, okay? Mm-hmm. That's why I always tell people that do not worry about the things coming into your life. Worry about what you have achieved in your life, you know? So reflect on your journey instead of being you know, making resolutions for upcoming months, you know. So go back and reflect what you have achieved, what good you have done, you know, because when you do that, you go into a gratitude. And when you go into a gratitude, then you make your life beautiful, because emotions create motions, you know. And when you can control those emotions, about expectations from your family, from your friends, from your, you know, co-workers, from your boss, and that's where we get setbacks, because when those expectations are not being fulfilled, then we go into drain. And that's what I have think. That's what I have learned, that you need to be in gratitude, and that's how you can help others and yourself as well.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter how big the mountain is. You've only got to take one step in front of the other every time. You can overcome a mountain of any size if you just take one step at a time. Break it down into the daily. This is what I teach people. I teach people how to plan the strategy of the mountain, but then, you know, put the medium goals in place of what you need to do to know that you're able to achieve the mountain, and then just do the day-to-day tasks, the little routines you got to do every day. Forget about the mountain then, just do the tasks, and eventually the mountain will just disappear. You've overcome it before you know it, just by concentrating on the activities, like, you know. So I'm always about forget about the end process, just worry about the process and just enjoy it. Yes. Just enjoy the achievement of the day-to-day routine, because you can overcome any mountain just by daily routines of moving towards the mountain, like, you know. So
it's like Mike Tyson, you know. Mike Tyson talks about this: do not worry about how you measure, worry about how you finish, you know. So focus on the rounds, focus on the rounds, do not focus on the pounds. So what he's trying to say is that do not worry about what you are doing right now. Just enjoy the process. And when you will unfold the rounds, okay, the end journey will look beautiful. You know, when people start something, okay, let's say, for example, if I want to start something new, I'm going to worry about what it's going to be like after I will finish. But why should I worry about that right now when I have not even started yet? You know, so people need to take action, and when they take action, the things will start falling in place.
Yeah,
and they will enjoy the process every day. You know.
Yeah, definitely. So, obviously, you do the online business coaching and the mindset coaching. So, basically, what you're doing is it's just reteaching, if you like, what you've learned along the way and getting other people in that space. So are you doing that with all people or mostly on the niche of people who have been involved in accidents or had life-changing illnesses or, you know, that sort of thing? Is that your niche or have you opened it up and expanded it a bit?
Yeah, so currently with the online business, I am helping the people, those who want to do something from home, okay? Whether they are into their 9-to-5 rat race or whether they are sitting home and doing nothing. So I help them to go online and we have an automated system which we give them and they can plug into that system and start making money. So if anyone wants to find out more, they can reach out to me and I can help them to make them understand how it works. The second thing with the mindset right now, I am only working with people, those who are reaching out to me. So I am not reaching out to anyone right now. So if people come to me, then I help them, whether it's from my online business, whether it's from my social media platforms, when they see me talking about it, they come out and they reach out to me and I help them. But I am in process of building my mindset course around the mindset and about the mindfulness. So I'm currently working on my online course, which will be out in next 60 days. So once it will be out, then I will be reaching out to more people from my end if I can help them in some way.
Yeah, so at the moment, it's the ones who are vibrating on your frequency, really, the ones who they're connecting with you because they hear you on social, they hear you on Forbes, you know, because I know you had a Forbes article, they're connecting with you and resonating with you at some point, and that's enough for now. But as you create more of the online platform, then you'll need to maybe reach out to some people over and above the ones who are on your vibration and your frequency, like, you know. So with the course, the online course, I'm thinking about coming up with an online course pretty soon. So are you using like a Kajabi or like a website plugin or what are you doing for that, for the online course, just out of interest?
So right now I am working on Thinkific.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like Kajabi, isn't it? It's a video course platform. Yes. Yeah. Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm working on it and I'm building it in a way where I can give out everything to them in a video format. So and then I can have a one-on-one connection with a live Zoom or whatever they want to do over the phone or a Zoom call. So there will be a session where I will be going on with them on one-on-one live. And then they will have a video course, which they can have it and they can watch it anytime, whenever they want.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so that's something I wanted to know on that. Regarding the online stuff, then, is that an e-commerce sort of business or is it a passive income? Or tell us a little bit more about the detail of the online income.
So the online business is like, it's an affiliated program. Okay, there is a passive income which you can make at one stage. And we got a product, we got a sales funnel, and we got an email automation, everything in place. So you don't have to write email, you don't have to send email, you don't have to sell any product to anyone. It's the system which does for you. So you just need to plug in and generate leads. And we teach you how to generate leads online. And then you generate leads, they become the business partner, and then you get paid. So it's all automated. Mostly it's everything automated. That's the reason why we got 70,000 members right now, those who are doing this business from around the world.
Yeah, because I've got 5 websites which are quite well ranked. They've been around a while. And they're WordPress websites. So can they be plugged into existing websites, or is it built as a new like landing page or a new website, or what's the details on that?
Yeah. So what we do is we build your new website.
Yeah.
So we build your new landing page specifically for this business.
Yeah.
And we give it to you, and you use that landing page to generate leads.
Yeah, okay. And you use obviously all like social media and paid for advertising and all of the different ways of funneling people into that landing page. And then the process just is automatic, so it just takes care of itself from there then, yeah?
Exactly right. So what we do is we build your landing page. We give you a training access. We got a video training where we teach you how to run ads on Facebook, Google, Instagram, YouTube. Okay. We teach you how to run ads, paid ads, organic ads, and then you generate leads through your social media handles. And then you generate leads. Those leads comes into the system and then they start getting emails. And then if they are interested, they plug into the system and then you make money out of there.
Yeah, how long does it usually take for people to, say, set it up, get the landing page, and then start making an income? Is it pretty quick?
So to set up the system and plug into the system, it takes 2 weeks. And to start making the money, it takes from 2 to 4 weeks.
Okay, yeah. So it's like that's like a six-week process, really. Within 6 weeks, they should be making some good money, like, you know. And is that a high entrance fee, or is it a low entrance fee and a monthly management fee, or how does the sort of commercials look on that?
So we got a high end product, so it's a high end ticket, so it's a high end capital as well. So we are talking about something between $3,000 to $8,000.
Yeah, that's the entrance fee, if you like. Yeah, then so once they paid that fee, they've got a proven model then of, because it's a high ticket item, so they're making a good profit margin on every sale, you know. Yeah,
so they will make anything between $3,000 to $4,000 in commission, and on top of that, we also plug them into our Facebook community group, where we got more than 70,000 people right now. And we, as I said, that it's all automated, so they don't have to worry. They can do this as a side hustle. They can do this as a full-time.
So it's a bit like a low-cost franchise with the model proven every time, rather than a higher-priced franchise where you still got to work hard and graft to prove the model. It's a bit like... It's like a middle ground, you know, between a franchise and a sort of like your own marketing strategy. It's like a middle ground in between those two things, you know.
And the best part is, Mike, is you don't have to pay any monthly fee or a yearly fee.
No. Okay.
So we give you the training site, which is with you 24/7, 365 days a year. And we update that training site every now and then. As soon as there are some changes on the online platforms, we update the training site. We do everything. We do the masterminds every week, okay, where we brainstorm, we strategize, we talk about new strategies. So you don't pay anything off once you plug into the system, and once you pay the capital
initial
to
cost,
start the business, you don't pay anything.
No, so it's basically, it's one fee up front, ongoing support, which is free, and generally that fee will be covered within like a short period of time. So it's like, you'll get your money back within a couple of sales, if you like, you know. So a couple of sales covers your cost, and then you're into profit then going forward. And what's the high ticket item? What is it that it's selling? What's the structure? Can you disclose that, or...? Is that if they pay the fee, they know?
No, I can't disclose that right now, because that is only disclosed once they get into the webinar and into the system. Because once they get into the free webinar, we run free webinar every week. Yeah. Okay. So when they get into the free webinar, then we share them with the product and the commission and everything, how they can make here.
Yeah, okay. So the free webinar is the front end of your funnel, really. You're getting people into this system. So how do they find out about the free webinar, or where do they go to get the free webinar?
Okay, so the free webinar, if you can go on www.sharma, my last name, which is S-H-A-R-M-A, tricks, like a magic tricks, T-R-I-C-K-S, tricks.com. You can find the link on my Instagram bio as well. And I will put in the chat box here so you can...
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I got it anyway. Yeah. So I'm pretty good at remembering URLs, as I do SEO and social media marketing for a living. So www.sharmatricks.com.
Yes.
I remember stuff like that. I remember URLs. I'm a bit weird like that. I remember multiple URLs from websites with forward slashes in and all of the different structures, because I create websites and create all those URLs anyway. You just got to understand the structured formula rather than the actual words. You remember the structure rather than the URL, like, you know. But so I understand. I understand exactly where you're coming from, and that sounds to me like a great business opportunity for people to get involved in. So I might even come along to the free webinar myself to have a little nosy, because I'm always interested. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm opportunist. I look at all opportunities, and then I decide which ones I want to go with and which ones I don't. You know.
That's good. And you know, the best part. The best part is. In 2020, last year, okay, before 2020, in 2019, we were sitting on around 18,000 members in our group, in our community.
18,000.
We are sitting 75,000. We are sitting right now.
Yeah. So the pandemic's been good to you then.
Exactly right. And that's what I want to tell people. You know, I was reading something online yesterday, and I found out that, you know, the GoDaddy who sells domains.
URLs, yeah. I use them myself. They're my domain supplier.
Yeah. So they have sold over 1 million domain names in last 3 months.
Yeah. I bought 15 of them on Dot Clubs. I bought a few dot clubs and a few dot coms to do with Clubhouse.
So that's what I'm trying. The power of online.
Yeah.
And people, those who are right now listening to this, okay, I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to request you. Okay. I'm not asking you to come and join me. Okay. No. It's not about me. It's about you. Go and explore. Because there is lots of opportunity for you out there, which you can do as a side hustle or a full time to secure yourself from the next pandemic. Because we are into the uncertain world. Anything can change. I have come out from zero income to six-figure income. Okay. And it was just possible because of the online platforms I am using, and I am plugged into this system. Okay. So please do not sit back and rely on your job, because job security is an illusion, okay? And that illusion can be going to burst anytime.
Okay? Yeah, well, your employer will need to go out. Yeah, it was an illusion before the pandemic, but I think the pandemic has shown it to be, that was one of the reasons why I went self-employed. Was it 9 years ago? I was working for a corporate company, but the way I looked at it is I was making millions of pounds for already rich millionaires. And I'm like, well, where does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know? So you got to do something. At some point, you've got to stand on your own 2 feet and become self-sustainable.
Yeah, you have to.
Or you don't even have to stand on your own 2 feet. You could just sit in a chair and do it if you want to with the online world.
Yeah, it's so easy. It's a click of a button nowadays, you know.
Yeah, definitely, and one with, you know, with like a lot of people sell, you know, the funnel building and the funnel hacking and all of that, which can be challenging to get those right. But if you've already got a proven funnel system, which you're already giving to people, well then, then you haven't got to mess about with all of that, you know. And I know those are popular, you know, the funnel products and stuff. But there's still a lot of testing and A/B testing and split testing and playing around with them.
We got a tested funnel, and you won't believe, we do webinars twice a week. Okay, so we do webinar on Wednesday Australian time, which is 12 p.m., and Friday Australian time, which is 12 p.m. Each webinar, we get around 800 to 1,000 people joining us from around the globe. You know, so you can see the power of that funnel and the webinar system. And the reason why we get so much of people is because we got 70,000 people right now.
Yeah, well, that's it. So all of those people are promoting the webinar. You know, you're using the 70,000 to leverage more, you know. So so that community is a big community on Facebook. That's a big community.
Yeah, it is.
And not only have you started cross-pollinating with some other opportunities? Because I know a really good passive income opportunity in the Forex sector. Yeah. And you could make a fortune in that sector by cross-pollinating into the 70,000. Have you started doing a bit of that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
No, I am diversifying into property investment now.
So my focus
is into property. I'm learning about it. I want to get into that. So that's what I'm doing right now personally.
Yeah, well, something I've learned, which may be a bit more advanced on where you are. I've been studying the property market for about probably 15 years. I started buying property at 23, by the way, as investments, as projects. But I used to buy off plan 2 years ahead of the build, buy the last on the estate, and let it go up by 2 years, and then move in, and I've already made money, you know, without even lifting a finger, like, you know. So I used to have a little strategy like that. Yeah. I've been studying Grant Cardone and Robert Kiyosaki and Sharon Lecter and Kevin Green, who is the UK's largest private property landlord. I've been studying them for a long time. And I also know quite a few people who do asset investments, the four different asset classes. So something I would suggest you to have a look at whilst looking at property, which is one of the asset classes, is look at the other three.
Yeah.
And what most people do is they spread their risk by being in each of the four asset classes. So basically, if something goes wrong with one asset class, you're covered by the other three. Yeah. And generally, prices will only go down on one asset class at each time. So I think the asset classes are gold and silver, stocks and shares, property, and is one other. I can't remember what the other one is. Yeah, there's property, stocks and shares, paper. There's property papers, which is stocks and shares, bonds, that sort of thing. There's gold and silver, and then there's one other one. I can't remember what the other one is. But my friend who does the investment, she's written like 17 books on this, and she turned herself into a millionaire from an accident, similar to yourself, from an accident, a multimillionaire within 3 years through investment. What she does is, her name's Karen Newton. You can take the name and contact if you want to. She teaches people the whole mix of asset spreading. And what she tends to do is when one particular asset range goes high in price, she sells, and she'll jump, take the money out of that. And if one's going high in price, usually there's another one going low, because there's only so much money in the pot. Yeah. So as something's going high, something's being sold somewhere else to go low. That's how these things balance themselves out. Yeah. So what she chases is she'll sell high and buy low on another asset class. Because all that happens is people shift their money from one class to another, to another, to another. Yeah. So she has stuff in all of the four classes. And as one goes high, she sell, and then she'll go and buy at the one that's gone low. And that's her strategy. So she's always like, you know, selling at the high, buying at the low, and switching around the asset classes. Yeah. That's a strategy that I know works for her. She teaches this as a investment strategy. So you want to check her out.
What's her name?
Karen Newton. Karen Newton. Yeah, she's written about 17 books on investments and stuff. But so what I would always advise from what I've learned is never just look at one asset class on its own. Look at the four, and just be aware of the four different sectors, because you can make a lot more money that way than just, because you go into one sector and you're reliant on that money going up, if you like, Whereas if you go into all four and you spread the risk and you sell at the top and buy at the bottom, then you're making the compound effect, you know, you're making the margins, the bigger margins. So that's something worth looking into. But she's written 17 books on this, and she's got a lot of YouTube videos, and she does an online, she sells franchises around the world, teaching people the investment strategies, like, you know. So she's one, that's what I always try and advise people. Property is probably out of the four asset classes. Well, gold and property. Gold actually outstrips property growth usually, if you look at a long-term growth plan. So actually, you're just investing in gold could be a great strategy, but gold and property are usually the best two.
Yeah.
Out of the four, like, you know, but they're all good strategies, like, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. It's been great having you on and talking a little bit about yourself and what you do. Tell everyone again how they get in touch with you, where they go to follow you, all that sort of stuff.
Sure. If anyone wants to get in touch with me, they can find me on Facebook with my name, Jaikishan Sharma. And they can also find me with the same name, Jaikishan Sharma, on Instagram. And I'm more active on Instagram. So if you will DM me, I will reply you back within a second. If you want to go on my website and want to register for the free webinar, the free workshop I'm talking about, you can go on www.sharma tricks.com. And over there, you will find my video on the website, and you will also have an option where you can put your name and email and to register. And once you register, you will get an email from our end. And in that email, you will receive a link to join the free webinar. And if you cannot find the email in your inbox, please do look for it in your spam or a junk folder. And that's how you can find me. And if you cannot find me, reach out to Mike. He will direct you to me, and I'm really, really, really blessed to be here, Mike. Thanks for having me. Thanks for letting me share my story, my journey with all of your audience and yourself. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, thanks very much for coming on the podcast as well. And we met on Blanca's Laws of Life Network. And are you on Clubhouse as well, or are you not? I haven't seen you on Clubhouse. Are you using that yet?
I was not on the Clubhouse from last 2 days because I was running around for some of my personal work. So, yeah.
Yeah, because I think, I don't know if you've done it yet or not, but I think it'd be great for you to set up a work from home or passive income room on Clubhouse and invite people in and obviously then drive them to your webinar. So Clubhouse can be a front end of the funnel to the front end of your funnel.
Yeah.
Are you doing that yet? Or have you started that yet or not?
No, I have not started that yet. I want to.
Yeah.
I need to structure it first, what I want to give, what information I want to give out and how I can add value, you know, because you get all kinds of people there on Clubhouse, you know. So I do not want to disappoint anyone. I do not want to give a wrong information to anyone. So I just want to structure it first, and I might will run it for 1 or 2 hours a day so I can help people to understand how they can make money going online. You know?
Yeah, what I would suggest you do is get a couple of the 70,000, a couple of the top ones, you know, the good speaker ones and the ones, well, maybe, you know, I guess there's probably a bit of a United Nations in there, you know, ages, sexes, races, abilities, disabilities, yeah. A bit of everything, like, yeah, put a band together, yeah. You know, and maybe 10, a collective, and go on there and you can smash Clubhouse, you know, with everybody putting on their stories, how they did it, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, you can, I think, because there's a lot of people on Clubhouse, you know, selling the 6-figure to 7-figure dream and all that sort of thing. Yeah. There's a lot of people on there. Yes. But I would say there's some of them are authentic and some of them are not so authentic, if you like. And I think you coming on with your story and your authenticity and the backup of that squad and that community, I think you could you could do well. And I know some people are doing really well on Clubhouse. I myself am doing really well on it myself, right? You know, but not as a funnel, as a business, because my mission right now in life is not really to grow my income streams. Although we're always looking to grow our income streams as entrepreneurs, I'm on there more to help people. You know, just like you're helping people, but there's a cost to it, if you like, which is fine. You know, you have to invest in something. You know,
that's exactly what I am doing. You know, I'm not, you know, it's been like 6 weeks on the Clubhouse and seven weeks. And I have not even talked about my business online on Clubhouse, you know? No. So I'm just trying to add value and I'm just trying to help people with whatever way I can.
That's what I'm doing at the moment. I'm just being a philanthropic entrepreneur and just give people knowledge, information, advice. You know, I can make money in the future, like the way I look. There's a pandemic on at the moment, so I just like helping people. And there's a lot of people out there need help at the moment. Yeah. But you know, if there's people out there who've got funds to invest in a good, solid, proven business, then that's a good place to. So if I meet some people, that's a place I can send them. So I like meeting people who've got something good to offer someone, because then I can just. I, as part of what I do, I can say, well, listen, if you want to, you know, if you're stuck and you can't get out to work or whatever, then look at what Jackie Chan can offer you, because, you know, if you've got the money there to play, he's got the product and the solution to let you sort of build your future, if you like, you know.
That's why we do this free webinar, because we don't ask people to pay money first and then get into the system. No. First, we want them to see what we do, how we do it, and then they make a decision if they want to do it or not. You know. And we got a 24/7 support. You know, so anyone around the world is there to help you when you plug into the system. Yeah.
Well, you're a great opportunity for anyone who's just been made redundant and has got a bit of their redundancy fee going. You know what I mean? If they've got a gamble to make with their redundancy fee, then you're giving them a surefire gamble, isn't you? You're giving them a risk-free gamble. You know, whereas otherwise they might be starting up their own business, which is what a lot of them will do, but they haven't got the proven model, so they might actually just blow their redundancy. You know, whereas with you, you know, they got, as long as they go through the funnel at the front end and they like what they see and they think they're confident in doing the solution, the longer term business, then they might as well invest their money in you and a proven model and a platform rather than, you know, like you say, go into the crazy world of entrepreneurship and really gamble with that money.
And you know, I have come across a lot of people, like hundreds of people, those who have done that mistake. So before joining the community, our community, there are people, those who have put money into, Amazon affiliate programs or put money into Google mapping, you know. But with those, I'm not saying that those business are not working. They are working. But the amount of energy and the time you need to put into those business to learn first and then make money, okay, that's too much. With us, we got a proven system. So you don't have to spend a lot of time in learning the system or learning the strategy. It's right there. You just need to copy and paste. That's it.
Brilliant. Well, that's a great way to leave it. So thank you very much for coming on and sharing that, and keep doing the good work you're doing. And I look forward to the next time we get to have a chat together.
Of course. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for having me.
No problem.
And you have a good day. I'll see you soon.
Yeah, I'm going to go to sleep now, and you can actually enjoy the future, because I won't get to the future until I wake up tomorrow. All the best.
Yes, absolutely right.
Cheers then. Bye-bye.
You mind. All the best. Thank you. Bye.